The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in North Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. September 5, 11,400 block of Somerset Crescent. Complainant reported a theft from their vehicle sometime overnight, which was parked on the street. The suspect left the rear passenger door slightly ajar and the center console open. A pair of black Nike prescription sunglasses and a pair of black Serengeti sunglasses with a total value of $600 were stolen. September 7, 1300 block of Derwent Way. A business reported the theft of a catalytic converter valued at $3,000 from a company van. Surveillance video revealed the theft occurred in the middle of the night by a male who exited an older model Ford Ranger. The suspect is described as wearing a dark-colored jacket, dark glasses, and appears to be balding with short buzz cut on the sides. September 8, 700 block of Eaton Way. A business owner reported two males jumped the fence of a business early in the morning and stole a catalytic converter valued at $6,500 from one of the work trucks. An attempt to remove a catalytic converter from another vehicle failed. Surveillance video to be examined for possible identification of the suspects. September 11, 11,200 block of Beverly Drive. Complainant reported their work vehicle was broken into sometime overnight. The complainant advised that a Husky tool bag, two DeWalt drills, impact drill and several miscellaneous tools had been stolen. As the vehicle did not sustain any damage, it is believed entry was gained as the result of a faulty door lock. September 11, 11,700 block of 83A Avenue. Complainant reported the theft of a catalytic converter from their vehicle parked in the front of their residence. A neighbor's surveillance video showed a silver sedan pull in front of the vehicle and remain there for a few minutes. Complainant provided with a file number and advised to contact ICBC.